you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, to higher ground. Hallelujah, you ever lead, O Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are precious, O Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Take us up. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we praise you, Lord, we praise you, Lord, thank you, Lord. 322, 322.
Higher in the school of wisdom, more of grace.
lift us, O Lord, into yourself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, lift us, O Lord, into yourself. Hallelujah, that we might live in your glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus. Lord, we love you, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we love you, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We look to thee, O Lord. We look to you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, set us in, O Lord, to yourself. Hallelujah. When Jesus sought me and found me, I was way down deep in sin. He called me forevermore his own. Now he has given a fountain of sweetness within. He's the best friend that I have ever known. And I love him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. Precious Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, this is the end. I mean, that's what it's almost sounding like from these testimonies. Nice to have been here. Some of you aren't going. I know some of you will be here for another few weeks yet. But a lot of us, a lot of you will be leaving tomorrow. And I'm not like Brother Mike. I don't call on people. That's not to say that it's wrong to call on people. You have to do that sometimes. But I figure, well, if you got it in your heart, it's going to come flying out your mouth. Maybe you need a little push. And this is about as hard as I'll push. I want to give you the opportunity tonight, if you want to take the opportunity, to give thanks to God for what He has done, for whatever He's done for you in your life. And what does the Bible say? We want to give Him the glory. And if you feel like giving God the glory because He's done so much for you, well then, whether you're a guest or a staff or whoever you may be, feel free tonight to do what the Lord would have you to do. What I'd like to do, though, is to pray for the rest of the camp before we go on with our meeting, that the Lord will bless the boys. I think all of them are around the fire tonight. Maybe the cottagers are finished with theirs. But I think they were having a little fire down there by the cottage somewhere, or wherever they go. And the boys also, and we want to pray that Jesus will just bless them. They'll all be going tomorrow. And we want to ask the Lord to go with them, to help them, and to keep them. As Sister Mary Ann said, that God will keep them and not allow them to wander or to stray. Jesus, you are sweet. You are precious. We thank you for all the prayers that have been prayed through the boathouse and in this room and in morning devotions and wherever we've been, Lord, how many prayers have gone up on behalf of these children. And we do pray again tonight, Lord, that there will be a glorious answer to those petitions. Lord, while they're here this last night, well, they get on the bus or in their cars and go tomorrow and leave. Go with them and continue to walk with them. Continue to help them on their quest to find you. Lord, help them to be like Abraham, to be faithful. Lord, we know that they've heard good things. And as we've already heard tonight, what we hear is good. But Lord, we need to do. We need to put into practice and help these men. These young men, Lord, help them to put into practice the things that they've heard at Pilgrim Camp, just the devotional that they've been having every day. Help them to spend time with you. Help that to become a habit for them, Lord, to stay in the Word, to stay in prayer before you. Put these things into their souls as only you can, dear Father. Teach them your ways. And so we pray, Lord, that you will continue tonight and throughout the coming days. And we also look forward to the fourth period as the children come up next Monday. Lord, that you will be with them and bless them and prepare their hearts and their counselors and all who will be on staff and all who will be on these grounds and all who will minister your word. We pray, Lord, that you will continue and that you will bless and that you will manifest yourself. Thank you for what you've done, Lord, in camp, first period, second period. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to continue to do through the fourth period in friends and family. We're anticipating, expecting from you, Lord, day by day. And so, Lord, cover us with your precious blood. Bless Joy, Lord, and Chanle and Susanna as they're traveling through the night before they get back to their home, Lord. Watch over them. Cover them with your blood. Thank you, Lord, for them and for their desire and their hunger for you. And we pray that you'll keep them, dear Jesus, for your glory, for your name's sake. Amen. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So if any of you would like to take your opportunity, and if not, forever hold your peace, but feel free.
We sing number 50 in the white book.
What number?
50.
How great thou art. Let's stand as we sing. Number 50 in the white book. So we're just going to use the voices. I want to hear your voices. I want to see if you got one. And I want you to use it. And I want you to sing how great he is, if he's great. Now, you don't have to use your voice if you don't think he's great. If you don't think God's worthy of your praise, if you don't care to thank him from your heart and sing how great he is, then just make believe you're singing and mouth the words or whatever. But if he really is great, and you really want to praise him and thank him for his greatness and his goodness, well, then maybe it's okay that we just use our voices and not be carried by an organ or a piano or anything else, but just you, and sing it right to him. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Join us, organ, piano, and when I think that God is Son, not spare. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, you're wonderful, Lord. Scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. My soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Shall we take our seat on the last? When Christ shall come, we shall have the nation. has found me, found a sheep that went astray. Through his loving arms around me, drew me back in to his way. I thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah. Unto him who hath loved us and washed us from sin, unto him be the glory forever. Amen. Aloud in his presence our voices shall ring, so that others be shall sing unto him who hath loved us and washed us from sin. Unto him be the glory forever. Amen. Unto him who hath loved us and washed us from sin, unto him be the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah unto you, O Lord. Hallelujah be the glory. We worship you, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'm also thankful to have had the opportunity to be here for these weeks and for all the help that so many have been in so many ways. I wish Brother Rich were here so that we could all say thank you to him. I think that might be one of the harder jobs. There are a lot of hard jobs. I realize I'm not minimizing your job, but Brother Rich has a long, long day. And it starts early and it ends late. And he keeps going. And I know he has help and good help. But still, we're thankful for the cooks and for those that have prepared meals for us again and again and again. And it's good. You've enjoyed those meals. Maybe you didn't enjoy every meal because maybe you don't like spinach. But I'm thankful for the food that we got, and it was good. And we're indebted. We thank God for the nurse. You know, camp couldn't run without a nurse. You'd have to shut the place down. We wouldn't. I guess we could have an adult section, could we? Without a nurse, but we couldn't have the cottage or the village, Natick or Nonantum. And these people that have come, you know, they have jobs. They work. They like vacation just as much as you do. And they give some of their vacation time back to serving the Lord in the ways that they do. And we're thankful for that. We're thankful for that. And I could go on. I maybe shouldn't have named anybody because there are too many to continue to name how people have given themselves. The office personnel who are there all summer. I guess so, not all summer, but more than 2 weeks. And just give themselves and before season and after. And we're so thankful for all that have come to camp and taken part in serving the Lord. And so for those of you that have worked hard and kept things clean and swept and everything else that you've done, I thank you. We all thank you. We as guests thank you for your labors of love. They are not in vain in the Lord. But Jesus, he rewards, and maybe he already has, but he's got a book somewhere, a book of remembrance. And everything that we do for him is written in that book somehow or other. I don't know how he keeps track. And maybe for some of us, it's a very small little book. But maybe for you, it's getting larger now all the time. And he remembers those things. A cup of cold water that you give in his name. He doesn't forget that. And so may the Lord reward and bless and keep and continue to work in our hearts.